things will happen where people will remember something later on. Say, you know, I didn't know the details about the incident, but this might be significant later on.
Okay.
What is your this morning about 8 o'clock, were you at home?
Yes.
Okay. And did you hear or see anything unusual about 8 o'clock?
No.
Between 8 and 9 o'clock, say, for example?
No, but I knew something was happening. I didn't take my son to school. Usually I walked to the bus stop.
And where is the bus stop?
Arleta.
Okay.
A lot of us meet there, you know, and walk our kids to the bus, and I'm so glad I didn't go there. So I didn't go, and
so you didn't take your son there this morning?
No.
Okay.
I let him stay home. He wanted to do his homework.
Okay.
So I didn't. Well, I heard all that noise, and in fact, my neighbor called me. She lives on the closest, and she asked me if I knew what was happening, and she told me something was happening, and I said I didn't know.
Okay.
And she called me later on and told me some details.
Okay.
Not too
wrong. What noise did you hear?
Oh, I heard all the sirens. The ambulance is coming. But I did look out the front window there, and I saw two people that I had never seen before just sitting there. One was in a Mercedes, and then another guy standing there talking. Hello? Yes? Oh, hi, Tracy. Yes, very close. Uh-huh. No, it was right next to. Yeah, back there, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's make this real quick. What did you see when you saw out there with the two
oh,
people?
Oh, I looked out there. I saw this Mercedes.
What color?
The four-door sedan, medium size, and it had personalized license plate. And I think it said.
Okay.
And then I saw this guy, and I had never seen him before, and I've lived here for 6 years.
When you
something like that.
And what color was it again?
It was like this silver tan color.
Were they sitting in front of my house? Sitting in front of your house, facing which direction?
They were facing that way. They were right there. And they talked there. They stayed there for like an hour. And but, so I thought it was kind of weird.
So they're both in the car?
No.
Okay.
No. He had another car, and his car was like in the middle of the road.
Okay, what kind of
and
car was that?
It was like, okay, I'm not really good on this
okay.
car. Kind of like a greenish, like expedition kind of thing. But those expeditions are the Explorer and the Expedition, and to me they look the same.
Okay.
And he was like, he had like some gray in his hair, but it was mostly brownish, blackish, and it was like curly.
Was he a white man?
Yeah, Caucasian.
How old?
I had never seen
how old
him
would you
before.
Think?
I guess he was probably about 35. And I actually went out there. Because I was going to ask them if they knew what was going on. But then when I got there, I just didn't know either one of them. And I think the driver was a woman. didn't really know either one of them, and they didn't really pay any attention to me, so I just walked back in the house. But it was weird, this is my son, Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
He was like in the middle of the road, his car, and hers was just parked on the side, so it's just like, like on the property line.
Okay, and so which way was the expedition facing?
I want to say that it, I think it was facing that way.
Okay.
But I'm not positive. But I just thought that was like so odd and so weird.
And when
and
was this?
They sat there and talked for a long, long, long,
and,
long
time. And when was this in relationship to all the commotion?
It was like right there.
Okay.
Because my girlfriend Terry called me and she said something weird was going on. So I know something weird was going on. I hear all this noise. And then I saw these people out there and they don't have to be out there for like 45 minutes to an hour. I'm thinking that was so weird. So I didn't recognize the cars. Usually I know all the cars that go around here.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know everybody's car, because there's lots of people that live like on Brittany Park. I don't know their car. But if they live on Brittany Park, they exit on Brittany Park. If they live on Arletta, they exit here.
Right.
I kind of know
right.
who drives what,
right.
and I wave to everybody.
Right.
And I rollerblade every day, and I wave to everybody.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I know.
So you're familiar with a lot of the people.
Yeah, we've lived here for 6 years. I know most people's names, and we do parties and stuff. We really, we know the neighbors really well here. So it was just weird because I didn't know either one of them.
Okay. And
but it could have been somebody connected to the people across the street because she just moved in, Rose. But if it was her son, why didn't he park on her driveway? That was what was so odd. That's why I kind of didn't think he was connected to her. It was just odd. That's the only option I know. And they were there during that time. And they say they're like 45 minutes an hour.
So this was after about the same time where all the commotion was.
Oh, yeah.
And you heard the commotion being sirens?
Yeah, sirens.
And what else?
And the ambulances.
And the ambulances, okay.
Yeah, and I think at one time I saw one of them leave. I remember it looked like I had windows up this back from the upstairs.
Okay.
And I saw a fire truck leave and an ambulance leave.
Okay.
So it was all around that.
And when the ambulance and fire truck were leaving, was it about the same time you saw those people? Or was
it was. Because I was going around.
Okay.
I didn't want to go outside. So I was going around to all the windows. And my windows aren't really good placement, you know. And if I do have some windows that look out, but then the trees are in the way. So I really can't see that much. But then when I went to that window, I noticed those people out there.
Okay. So you didn't hear, say, around 8 to 8:30, any unusual vehicle noise or any unusual sounds that you couldn't attribute to anything in the neighborhood here?
Well, that's when I heard all the sirens.
Okay, other than the sirens, okay.
No.
Okay. Birthdays coming up here. Birthday's coming up here before too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is the day before my son's. He's going to be 15.
Does he live right here?
No, he lives in Ventura. Was there anything unusual that you heard this morning, Doug?
This morning?
Uh-huh. Say around...
I was almost in my trance this morning for a reason.
For, like, sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were... What time did you sleep till?
You just got up, didn't you?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know why.
Okay, so... Do you remember hearing any loud sounds, loud noises, cars racing around, or anything like that? Okay.
Are you with the sheriff's office?
I'm with the district attorney's office. I'm an investigator with the DA's office, but we're assisting the sheriff's office in major cases. We come up and assist them.
So what, like, happened this morning?
Well, there was a shooting down the road.
Oh, Nicole.
No, I heard that there were state pistols with the people back here on Rocky High.
Well, that sounds like it's part of it.
Yeah. Okay. They stayed there overnight. They pistol whipped the whole family. The wife didn't die. She got shot. And then they shot a policeman, but he's going to live. And then he went to Walmart.
And where do we find all this information? Is this from your friend?
One of my friends, who was in Fox News.
Okay.
And my other neighbor who lives right there.
Okay.
She gave me most of it.
Okay. A lot of it was breaking on the news, but we wanted to try to find out if there was anybody that said, you know, I know specific information about that, gathering it from other than a news source.
Right.
You know, that way we could talk to them, and if they saw something, that would be great. So.
Wait, which house was it?
That was the left.
To the left or right?
See, that's what she said. She said it was a doctor, and I didn't know there was any doctor, but it seemed to have talked to her. The one on the left.
The window?
The window house, and I thought that was just a woman who lived there alone. And the one on the right is the baseball diamond house, so maybe that's it. The baseball diamond house.
And they came to the house and started beating you.
And that house is all the way down this road to the right?
Yeah, you go down Preborn.
Uh-huh.
And then you turn left on Sumac.
Okay.
And you keep going across a little ditch, and you go, and it's just...
And it just angles off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's parallel to Red Barn.
Okay.
It's called Rocky High.
Right.
And there are 10-acre lots, and they're just being, some of them haven't been built on. Some of them have. There's four houses back there. Four houses, and then there's one that's being built.
And then one of the houses that's adjacent to where the victims lived,
or
friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Bakers.
Okay, the Bakers.
Yeah.
Do you know which?
Leslie and David Baker. They live on Rocky
Mountain. Oh, I'm sure that we've got investigators all over the place. I'm sure they'll be talking. Do you know their address?
Yes.
They have large gates. Drive by the huge...
So gates within the gated community.
Yeah.
So they're double gated.
Large wooden gates, almost like Jurassic Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they must be like 12 feet tall. Okay. All right. With your mother address?
Yeah, please. And did Leslie call you?
No, my friend Terry called Leslie. She
Okay.
Her on my church.
Okay.
So when something happens, the church, you know, you call everybody. Make sure they're okay. What else?
Okay.
So it wasn't away.
Okay, I'm going to...